You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up. It's morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Shut up.
Oh, hey, do me like that. Dave Fleming, by the way, who joined us yesterday. He is all locked in. Was that yesterday or 2 days ago? 2 days ago, excuse me. He's all locked in on the PGA Championship this week and going down right now. At Quail Hollow out in North Carolina. We have an action-packed weekend, actually. I know this Warriors season's over, but there are so many questions still to be answered about this team. We'll be discussing it all summer long. Jonathan Kuminga, what's going to happen with him? Is there going to be a sign-and-trade? Do they keep him? Do you trade him? Does he leave? Does he go elsewhere? What's going on with JK? We'll talk to Anthony Slater in about 10 minutes, our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider. We got Bonte Hill next hour in studio, all hour long. Bonte Hill, host of Warriors Pre- and Post-Game Live on NBC Sports Bay Area. Obviously, 95.7 The Game host as well. So can't wait to talk to Bonte about that. I'm sure he has a lot of thoughts on how this season ended and where it goes from here. We would love your calls and participation today. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. If you're optimistic or pessimistic going forward about this Warriors team.
So I think a fundamental question that I have with the Warriors, if they're committed to Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph Curry for next year, is the one that the 415, and I wrote down a bunch of questions about the team. But it's very simple.
This is courtesy of the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line from the 415.
So Steph is going to have two old players that can't space the floor as part of the core three, and they need a rim-protecting big and a point-of-attack defender who both can shoot threes. Yeah, good luck with that. How in the league right now? Like, if you're going to roll with Jimmy and Dre and Steph, we agree spacing's going to be an issue at times, especially against the better teams.
Yes, absolutely. We saw that. Well, without Steph in particular in the series, but even with Steph
series,
in the
Rockets, we saw it too.
In the Rockets series, when Steph wasn't hitting, it was tough. It was very tough to watch. But again, I want to give credit to the other team here, too. The Houston Rockets might have the best defense in all basketball. They're incredible.
So this goes back to my Draymond is, to me, like, if you're going to stick with Jimmy and Draymond and Steph, Dre has to embrace a different role. And the role is not like he's off the team if you're keeping him. It's not you're not playing him. It's he's the Iggy role.
Mm.
And I think he's situationally your small ball five at the end of games. But he comes off the bench and he plays 18 to 20 minutes. That way you're not forcing him to play 30 minutes a night, 65 games a year, and you know he just wears down. And then you can naturally be able to play different lineup combinations to start games that just give you better spacing. Like right now, how many players in the league, any team in the league, How many rim-defending three-point shooting bigs are there?
Rim-defending three-point shooting bigs.
Because that's what you would be looking for if Dre was a starter.
Anthony Davis, maybe, but he doesn't like shooting the three anymore. I'm trying to think others.
No, I would give you Anthony Davis.
Şengün doesn't really attempt them.
And I don't see him as a rim defender.
Chet Holmgren? He has blocks. That's probably, but he's
still a work in progress.
But like he's a freak when it comes to his body type anyways. Yes. There's not many like him. He's kind of like Kevin Durant in that respect.
Mobley is obviously a rim defender, but not at the three-point shooter.
Not a three-point shooter, though. No.
I do like his mid-range shot.
So not a lot. There's not a lot of them. Like DeMarcus Cousins was that guy for me for like because he could do that.
Yeah.
But he's not like they don't make those like
okay,
they
so,
used to.
So it's a very rare
Quinn fight. Post.
He doesn't block though. He's not a rim.
Why? Okay, you're supposed to laugh when you do that.
Sorry.
To know that what you said was a joke.
Oh heck yeah!
All right, so that's going to be difficult to find. Now let's think about guards.
Wemby. Sorry, that's probably the most obvious. Wembanyama.
The most the biggest freak who has ever been drafted since LeBron James.
But that's. There you go. I'm just giving you. I gave you guys like Chet Holmgren and Victor Wembanyama.
So you're looking for
number one overall
player that you have created from scratch who doesn't exist.
There you go.
All right. I'm just making sure. Now, that shooting guard, that other guard, we are looking for a playmaking 3-and-D guard. How many of those are in the league right now?
Not a lot. And if they are, they're on championship teams.
No. But how many playmaking 3-and-D guards are there? I mean, we're talking about Hall of Famers.
Yeah. Not a lot.
Kobe, Clay in his prime. Like,
Clay,
we're talking about how
Jalen Brown.
Okay. So,
Jason Tatum's
who's hurt. Let's be realistic. Let's say you could get yourself a Gafford or a Lively. I'm going to use them as an example, even though I think 20 teams are going to try to go after those guys. All right. And if Draymond's coming off the bench, now I could find a stretch four. There's a lot of stretch fours out there nowadays that have high IQ and can shoot and maybe aren't the elite defender that Draymond is, but I don't need them to be my elite defender all game.
Nas Reed, right?
You could find a Nas Reed everywhere. Now, we also found out in the series there's a reason why Nas Reed is a bench player.
Correct.
Because guys like Jonathan Kuminga, who is not even an all-star, cooked him.
But you can have a Nas Reed when you have a Rudy Gobert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, if I've got a rim defender and I've got a guy that I can funnel, is it that incumbent that I have the most elite of all time wing defender? Not necessarily. I can get away with it a little more.
Correct.
I can get away with playing Luka and Kyrie if I have a Gafford or a Lively as the funneler.
Yes, correct.
Right? So I think it's really important that the way we talk about the big three, if they can't get what they're looking to get, which is a unicorn or a Hall of Fame level wing defender, playmaker, like they're going to have to tinker with how they roll out their lineups next year. And so that's why I'm like, hey, look, we could have a really good year next year. We can have a great playoff season and all that. But there is a cap on where we're at.
Shout out to those watching on Twitch and YouTube, by the way, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Shout out Sam, our boy out there. Multiple locations, Sunnyvale, San Francisco. Go to all of them. They are amazing. And don't forget, we are giving away a pair of tickets to the Golden State Valkyries game next Wednesday, May 21st at Chase Center. That's when the game is. Next Wednesday, May 21st at Chase. And we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to that in this hour. More tickets are available at Valkyries.com, though. And by the way, Valkyries tip off tonight at 7 o'clock at Chase Center. And you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game, because we are the home of Golden State Valkyries basketball. So we are so excited to be partnering with them. And Grandy and Dibs are going to be live from Chase Center from 2 to 6, getting you ready for opening night. We got Anthony Slater in a couple minutes. Let's squeeze in one of these calls before we get to Slates.
And one last thing before you go. I don't think having Buddy or Pods as a starter at the two spot or whatever you want to call Pods, the one, I don't think that's the answer.
Okay. Dave, Fresno, you feeling optimistic or pessimistic about the Dubs going forward, Dave? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm leaning towards pessimistic. I think what they'll have to do, what I would do, look at the Boston. Watch them play, and I think that's what the Warriors should probably be trying to copy and paste. surround Steph with more shooters. And another big that you guys forgot to mention that can protect the rim and shoot is Brook Lopez, who is a free agent. He's from the Bay Area.
He's a big stiff, though, right, Dave? He's at this point in his career. It's tough.
I'm just going to look up the age real quick.
Yeah, he's old. He's old.
37!
He's old, Dave.
I'm just throwing a name out.
No, it's fine. No. We're not picking fun at you. We're not making fun of you or anything. All answers. We will take all answers at this point. But as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors, probably getting older is not what they want to do, especially at that position. But thank you, Dave, in Fresno. Brook Lopez, Joe. Brook Lopez. Well, Robin, his brother. Again, true Robin. In here. There it is. that's
give me Robin Ventura if that's the case.
Thank you. The Golden State Valkyries inaugural season is here, and fans, you do not want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay Area. Catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and the Valkyries all summer long at Jay Center. Tickets available at valkyries.com. And for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the game, be caller number 5 right now to the contest line at 415-523-4652. That's 4-pack of tickets to next week's May 21st game. Be caller number 5, 415-523-4652. Good luck. There you go. And we'll be getting Anthony Slater here on momentarily. In the meantime, though, let's go to Rich in Daly City as we wait for Slates. Rich, you feeling optimistic or pessimistic about the Dubs going forward?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm optimistic. I'm all for the youth, though. But I know if JK is not part of the plan, I'd like to think, and they talked about also the expiring contracts. If they're worth anything, I'd like to see them load up on draft picks and get Peja's son in Berkeley and target the center at Duke. If we could get a couple first-rounders.
Who is then, giving like, you a first-rounder for like, the expiring?
Wait, who are you trying to get a first-rounder for?
He's basically saying like a sign-and-trade with like Kevon Looney and GP2. That's what you're is that what you're talking about?
Right. Is someone a team no one, that's over no the cap? Yeah,
I'm going to answer it. I'm going to answer it. No one is doing that.
They talked about during the middle of the year, so that's why I'm getting that from like a Bobby Marks kind of thing.
No, we have Bobby on the show.
Thanks, Rich.
No one is. I like Kevon Looney. No one is trading you this year's first rounder for Kevon Looney.
Would someone trade a late first rounder for Moses Moody?
Wiseman is out of the league, and that's
Moses Moody though. Would someone trade a late first rounder for a Moses Moody right now?
I don't know.
Given his contract,
I don't know.
Like that's a name. No, but that's like a name that you would talk about for a first. Not Kevon, not Gary Payton, not guys that are either old or have a lot of wear and tear on them. Which Looney and
GP2. It's not Madden.
It's not.
You know what I mean? You can't just. Like, sign people in free agency and then immediately trade them.
Well, I love, like, you have the assets right now to get
Giannis. I do.
I want Giannis. All right, what are you giving up? Well, I'll give up.
I'm not giving
Moody
up Dre
and Pods.
And Jimmy.
Moody and Pods. There you go. And that's enough for Giannis.
And a sign and trade with Kuminga.
Yes, that's not happening. When the Houston Rockets are dangling Alperen Şengün, like, who's an infinitely better player than all three of those guys.
We actually had a guy call in saying that they should trade Jalen Green and Şengün for Jimmy Butler.
Oh. Actually, you know what's for the Warriors? I'd do that. For the Warriors, I would do that.
You would do that?
Yes.
Yeah, same.
Absolutely, I'd do that for the
100%.
I guess Şengün.
I don't want Jalen Green, though.
No, but you want Şengün. How old is he?
Yeah, but
both like 24.
Yeah, 22.
I think the value in Jimmy Butler isn't the age, it's the money. And when I look at their team of how to make a deal, like if you're going to move Jimmy Butler, the best. Part of the whole Jimmy Butler thing is his money fits with all the other top dogs that you would receive on the other end. That's why I'm reluctant to do that deal.
Şengün is going to be making $33.9 million next year. So not backbreaking. And Jalen Green, he did sign Şengün signed a 5-year $185 million extension. But again, that's kind of pie in the sky.
We're just throwing things at the wall.
Well, we'll talk with Anthony Slater right now as he joins us on the River Islands guest line. As all guests at 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, is it time for you to discover the islands?
I mean,
River Islands
aim higher. I think Lathrop. Jimmy for Jokic.
Stop. Stop.
That's what some of these deals sound like when
Well, we'll just talk to Anthony Slater right now, and he'll tell us what it is.
You sound ridiculous.
They're keeping Jimmy, they're keeping Steph, they're keeping Draymond. I would be shocked if that core three wasn't back to start the regular season next year. Now, come trade deadline time next, like, regular season, we'll see what the team looks like. But that's a long ways away. We're reacting to the aftermath of the Warriors season right now with Anthony Slater, a 95.7 The Game Warriors insider, and covers the team for The Athletic. And Anthony was obviously a part of all those exit interviews yesterday. Steph, Jimmy, Kuminga, Buddy, Draymond, Anthony doing a hell of a job and all.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The coverage all season long. We greatly appreciate it. So, Anthony, I'm just going to ask you the question. Your biggest takeaway from all the exit interviews yesterday from the players was what? Could be from any of the players, but your biggest takeaway was what? Good morning.
Morning. How are y'all? I'd say one or two things. I mean, maybe just Steph kind of reaffirming that he probably would have played game six. So just like it's kind of like a further torturous nature of the series that they couldn't even get game three, which felt like the game they should have got, or at least won for him. And then looking forward wise, I mean, it's just the Kuminga situation, right? I would say the answers by the veterans to the Kuminga questions, but also Kuminga's kind of non-answers on his future. And maybe that's not an exit interview thing, because it's obviously something I've been and we've all been tracking for a year plus now. But just Kuminga's future, to me, that's the offseason, because his contract situation is the pivot point on, like, what they do with this roster.
What happened with Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors?
I mean, you were there the whole time, essentially, right? He got, yanked in and out of the rotation. This has been really kind of 4 years of it. But Jonathan, I think it's probably simply boiled down to Jonathan Kuminga wants to and believes he's ready for a, 25 to 35 minute per night role as a every night wing in the league. And obviously, in a featured offensive role. And the Warriors have been unwilling to give him that at various times in his career. And as he exits year four and enters year five, which, to him would be kind of like the early portion of his prime, he just wants that. And there's no guarantee it's with the Warriors. So if there's any question about his future with the Warriors, it's because he's not been guaranteed what he believes he's ready for.
Why?
Go ahead.
No, like, okay, so if it was a pie chart, right, because it's never all one or all the other.
Pie chart or capability.
How would you break this down? How much is the influence of the veterans, and how much is it the Kerr thing regarding how much he's played over the last couple years?
I think, I mean, a lot of it's Steve, a lot of it's the system. Some of it's ill, like the ankle injury this year is a very ill-timed injury as he was gaining some momentum. I don't know what happens if that doesn't happen. Maybe by the playoffs, it's just like, you know, he's just formed into exactly what they want it to be. Some of it's, you know, his, you know, unwillingness to maybe do some of the more marginal stuff, you know, the off-ball defense, the rebounding. I mean, you know, Kuminga mentioned it, that him and Kerr, half their conversation in the exit interviews was about rebounding. So, you know, you could blame, you know, front office for bringing various people in. I think if we go way back, you know, it's probably Kerr on the biggest part of the pie chart as far as, you know, playing Anthony Lamb over him, playing Jermichael Green over him, you know, name some of the guys. But I think every situation we could probably rationalize Steve Kerr's rotation decision on that specific night. But, you know, over the grand course of things, I can understand why a 22, about to be 23-year-old wing who just proved to himself once again on a playoff stage against a good defense that he can score, you know, 23 points a game, basically, that he's ready to not just be, you know, a marginal rotational wing that might get DNPs on any given night.
Talk with Anthony Slater on 95.7 The Game, Warriors Insider here on the River Islands guest line. Anthony, is there any way you could envision Jonathan Kuminga wearing a Golden State Warriors uniform in game one of the regular season next year?
Yes, for sure. It's dependent on his market. You know, the Warriors are not going to just let him go for nothing, right? Like just, oh, he signs an offer sheet elsewhere and he can walk. And the Warriors are also not just going to willingly accept bad contracts back in a sign and trade just because, hey, you know, X Eastern Conference team wants them and they have a couple of expirings on, like, you know, mid-tier to bad rotation players. All right, well, whatever, they'll take that in like a protected first. Like, no, they want, they're worried about asset management and, you know, retooling the roster next year. So if Kuminga either can't find the exact contract he wants elsewhere or find a team that delivers the Warriors the type of sign and trade they need, the Warriors have an amount of leverage here. It's called restricted free agency, where they can match any contract offer. So both sides really need to work together. They both need each other in this situation. And if a situation doesn't present itself, I could very easily see them working out a contract where he comes back with the idea of giving him a runway next season, trying to make it work next season, while also potentially trading him down the line. You know, you could sign him and still trade him in February, theoretically.
Yeah, that's what they did with Lauri Markkanen. We were talking about that during that time when, oh, Utah signed him. He could be moved down the line. Is the door completely shut on Jimmy Butler being a guy that could get moved because of his $60 million salary, you know, coming up over the next couple of years? Or is that completely out the door?
Unless Giannis is ready to walk in the door, I think that's out the door. You know, I mean, it's a big ticket item. And, you know, you can go back. They've been trying to get this co-star for Steph Curry, the second, you know, big piece that they feel like they've been missing the last few years. Obviously, we know some of the names they went after. Paul George, Lauri Markkanen, you mentioned it. To me, Butler is, you know, they lucked out by dodging Paul George and Markkanen and getting Butler. And even Durant, right? We can mention Durant. I think at this point you'd probably say, you know, I think they're in a better position moving forward with Jimmy. But sure, if Giannis wants to force his way to the Bay Area, that would probably change the equation. But, you know, there is no indications at this point that that's going to be happening. You know, it's very early in any type of process, but I don't think that's going to happen. So if that's not going to happen, then yes, I believe Jimmy Butler's going to be here.
And are they 100% locked in on Draymond Green? And I guess not necessarily just on the team. To me, I want to see him embrace an Iguodala-like role where he would be, you know, used situationally. We know their best closing lineup is him as a small ball five, but you can't do that all year, all year long. And then also, like, starting the games, you know, with Jimmy and him and other guys that you would have out there, there's a spacing issue. Is there any sort of indication that they would be willing to adjust his role to better fit navigating the regular season and getting the best version of Draymond come playoff time?
Well, I think they've tried that at various points. Like, they kind of tried it in December. They just don't commit to it. But remember, they put him on the bench and put Kuminga in the starting lineup.
And
Draymond had the post-game comment about, like, the future is now or whatever it was. Like, he's next up. And then they played poor defense for like four games, and then Steve Kerr came to the podium and was like, I can't not start Draymond because we need to be a defensive team, you know. And I just think it would probably be a lot of that next year, where maybe they try to do some stuff. They're going to minimize minutes, I think, of all their veterans at various points next year. They're going to try, you know, probably start a center next to him to try to, you know, ease the wear and tear on his body. And I think if theoretically Kuminga came back and he was just exploding and it just seemed obvious, like maybe he would technically, you know, find his way starting over Draymond. But the reality is, I just believe Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green are all going to be like believing they need to be a top five defense, because that's it feels like, you know, every year now they're coming into camp just thinking they have to be that to contend, and just saying, hey, Draymond Green has to be a starter in 35 minutes on any night that they want to win, if they believe that's the case. To answer your question, I think he's going to be back, and I think he's going to be the starting power forward while also shifting the center, you know, a lot.
What did you make of his season, Anthony? Draymond Green, obviously DPOY candidate, was campaigning for himself the last few months of the regular season. But I guess, as with everything, when it ends in the playoffs and the way it ended with such a thud, I guess it left a lot of bad taste in Warriors fans' mouths just watching that. And effort's not the right word. It just wasn't good enough. And to be frank, he looked old at times in this series. And listen, you're going up against the young guns. I get it. Julius Randle's looked incredible. Anthony Edwards. But it was on full display, especially without Stephen Curry. It just didn't look good at the end there.
Yeah, I mean, Julius Randle proved to be a tough matchup for him. Kind of bully ball, power forward, who he's had clashes with over the years, that kind of, you know, had a really good series. And, like, you know, it wasn't just on Draymond. And, like, Julius Randle, the way he's hitting threes, just the confidence he's playing with, that's a tough matchup for anybody. That's going to be a really difficult matchup for the Thunder and Nuggets in the next round. But, I mean, like, look, he was great in the Houston series defensively. Well, I mean, at times. I mean, he certainly had the he had the highlight
moments.
Yes, moments is fair. And by the way, when you win a series in seven games, like, he probably had about four moments, and it was during their four wins. But, I mean, he was, like, he's still at all, he's going to get all defensive first team. He's still considered a top five defensive player in the league. That's valuable. The offense is always going to get schemed in various ways. One thing I wouldn't mention about the Houston series, which is probably what you're getting to, is, like, you know, they put Van Vliet on him, right? And it really kind of screwed up the Warriors offense. They were able to put Sengun elsewhere and hide him, and Draymond struggled with that at times. The offense is always going to create tricky situations. It's part of what's, you know, you were mentioning the Kuminga pie chart earlier. I just think Draymond's playing style and the way he can kind of handcuff lineups at times 100%. Has been somewhat of a blockage to Kuminga. So, but, you know, they've decided to live with it. They've lived with it for, you know, almost a decade and a half at this point. And you know, typically it's led to more winning and better defense. I mean, they were, for 2 months to end the season, like, the best defense in the NBA, and that was a large part Draymond Green.
Did you think they were, though? Like, I know, like, that, like, because Steve Kerr references that a lot, Anthony, like, the numbers, all the numbers back it up. We were a number two rated defense or number one rated defense. Like, some of that's baked into the schedule, though. They played a lot of bad teams.
And they got bodied by a lot of bigs in a row. I mean, Toronto dominated them in the paint. Obviously, New York had their way in the paint. And, like, just go, if you go last month of the year, Zubac, I could go right down the list of big power forwards, big, strong athletic centers, just dominating them down the stretch. That's why I think they're in a conundrum here. And you referenced the offensive handcuffing. I mean, in the playoffs, his assist to turnover ratio was 3.8 to 3. It was like cut in half. It was terrible.
Yeah. As far as, like, you know, the end of the season defense, like, you know, they had decent nights, bad nights. To me, like they, if they enter next season with the type of personnel that we think we're going to have, I would consider them a top seven NBA defense, which, again, they're of the organizational belief that to compete at the level they want to, they have to have that type of thing. And I just think they believe Draymond Green has to be, you know, the Ray Lewis, the middle linebacker of that mix to make it work. But yes, that creates offensive, you know, trickiness. I mean, the reality is, like, if Draymond Green, in the world where Draymond Green isn't on the roster next year, they will have more offensive freedom and more probably looseness and ability to play spacing lineups and stuff. But also, I bet by the time we're in mid-November to December, y'all are looking at them ranked 18th in defense and going, like, how can they solve these defensive issues? And the answer would be out the door. So that, to me, is a tough balance that they're facing.
No, there's no doubt. And I just keep coming back to you. Their big offensive woes, made their defense worse because of all the transition, live ball turnovers, late shot clock, hoists that led to long rebounds and teams getting out. So I think having a better offense will make their defense better in general, but I think we agree there's a middle ground we can agree on. One of their defensive stoppers was GP2 for a long, long time. I didn't see that. He was a minus, 57 in the playoffs overall, which is a pretty large sample size. I think that he was a very useful and good Warrior for a long time. He's a free agent. What do you think ends up happening with GP2?
I don't think he's necessarily prioritized, but if we're talking minimum market wise, I think him and Kevon Looney are very valued locker room presences with unique skill sets and the trust of the head coach, and as the Warriors front office builds the roster, that matters, right? Trust, like Steve Kerr having trust in a player. So, I mean, I think they're good minimum value signings, but to your point, I think the bigger ticket items, the higher priority stuff you go after this summer, rotation players you go after, they're not among them. They're kind of lower down the list, which, by the way, this reminds me of 3 years ago after the title, Gary Payton and Kevon Looney were free agents, but at that point they were the priority. We were having conversations heading into that summer about them trying to get both of them back. They ended up just getting Looney. Gary goes to Portland, but they were not minimum guys at that time.
And then like the two guard spot, or however you want to classify it, because we don't know if sometimes Curry's considered a point guard, sometimes he's a combo guard. My personal belief is the biggest hole on this team is that position. A perimeter defender who can knock down threes. I know they're going to say playmaker, if you will, like a playmaker on that wing.
But well, I'll give you the name. They got him last summer, didn't they? De'Anthony Melton. It's like, I know he played six games, but the player you were describing is what he was. Like, he's a really good, versatile defender that could upsize and downsize defensively. I remember in that Dallas game, the Clay return game, he was guarding Kyrie at times.
He could knock down shots.
And he could hit 40% from three, and he could handle, and it looked really good for six games. And he's going to be a free agent this summer. And I'm curious about the interest in a reunion there. Although, again, he's coming off an ACL, and prior to that, he had a back issue. So it's a riskier move, but that's the type of player and the type of bargain, considering the lack of financial flexibility they have, that they need to go after.
So, okay. Where does that leave Brandon Pajemski in terms of, like, today, how do you think that they view him going forward?
A major part of their future. We wrote about it a little in that kind of obituary, whatever you want to call it. There's certainly, somewhat of a split of like how important and how vital he needs to be, in third year, fourth year, fifth year as he grows. He has very high ambitions of himself, particularly on the offensive end, that I think some people might question. But head coach loves him, front office loves him, and that's been a rarity, right, in this two-timeline era of, the front office drafting and prioritizing a guy and Steve Kerr being like, yep, we'll play him 33 minutes a game. I can understand the idea that you don't want to go into next season with him as, your fourth guaranteed starter and closer, kind of like he was by the time this season ended. And, we mentioned Melton. They're getting a guy like that maybe leaps him a little in the pecking order. But regardless, he's making, $3 million next year. He's on a really high-value contract, and he's going to play a lot.
Talking with Anthony Slater on 95.7 The Game, Warriors insider and insider for The Athletic as well. He's tapped in on all things Golden State Warriors as they had their exit interviews yesterday. Steve Kerr, did he have his yet? No, right? We're waiting
that's
on
today.
That's today.
I think 1 p.m. today. Maybe.
1 p.m. What do you?
Him and Dunleavy?
Mike Dunleavy, yeah.
What's the number one question for Steve Kerr today, heading into that exit interview for you, Anthony?
I'm going to be asking about Kuminga today. I mean, because, again, it's not just we need to solve the riddle that was the Kuminga 4 years. It's he is either your pathway to getting rotation players this summer if they collectively decide that it's not working and it needs to be elsewhere, or there's, he's your big money guy that you're bringing back if you decide to bring him back, a restricted free agency. So, to me, he is the most important offseason question because he is how you retool your rotation, or he is who you need to elevate in your rotation. And to me, the questions to them are you going to try to make it work with him? And if you're not going to try to make it work with him, how are you going to use him to get better? Because I think that is your clearest way to do it. So that is my biggest question.
What would you do? knowing everything that you know, Anthony, and they came to you and they said, Anthony, what should we do with Jonathan Kuminga? What would your advice to them be?
I would spend the next month trying to find the absolute best sign-and-trade situation possible with Jonathan Kuminga, because I think at this point, considering all the factors at play, that seems to be the best thing for Kuminga's career moving forward, and that is the easiest way to get, you know, better-fitting pieces on the roster. Now, if you came to me after a month or whatever, come July 5th, and said these are the sign-and-trade options and they're all bad looking, then I would think about bringing him back, because like, you do not want to let that talent walk out the door for nothing. But I just think with all the factors at play, I just think if you can find an appealing sign and trade, that seems to be best for all sides.
Do you think Joe Lacob viewed this season as a success?
You know, we talked to him in the kind of like club area of the Timberwolves game, like maybe 5 minutes after the buzzer game five. And he was, you know, he was steaming a little bit, but you know, he is of the belief they would have won if Steph Curry got hurt. And to me, if Steph Curry didn't get hurt, and to me, like, that allows them and Joe Lacob in particular to go the offseason believing the trade they made was correct. The team they had could have competed. I mean, you're seeing what's happening in the Denver-Oklahoma City series right now. If they had gotten through Minnesota, like, there's a, you know, puncher's chance they would have had to maybe go into the finals. So I think he views it as unfinished business, kind of unanswered a little bit. But generally, yeah, they got to the second round. They got some home playoff dates. They found what they believe is a second co-star that can give Steph this final, like, contending window. And, yes, to answer your question, not only do I think he believes it, I mean, he said it on the record, you know, to us.
Is he a big Jimmy guy? I mean, obviously he was thrilled with the impact. I'm just, like, is he married to Jimmy, or is he just always going to be married to whatever the best possible acquisition is? You know what I mean? Like, some guys have favorites, and I wonder how Lacob's feeling regarding Jimmy.
Well, I mean, Joe is passionate, and he's a Draymond guy. He was a Klay guy forever, right? He's a Buddy Hield guy. I remember when they got Buddy Hield. He talked about how much he's always loved watching Buddy Hield shoot. You know, he's a Jonathan Kuminga guy. He was a James Wiseman guy. Like, to answer your question, yes, he's a Jimmy guy. Like, he's loved the impact. I remember after the trade, talked about the toughness and all that, and how he's always, you know, admired Jimmy's game. But that's Joe Lacob. You know, he'd be a Giannis guy. He'd be he's about winning, right? Whatever produces winning for him.
So let's say, Anthony, as we're talking to Anthony Slater, 95.7 The Game, Warriors Insider, great stuff here. Let's say they run it back next year. Where would you slot them in the Western Conference? Obviously, there's going to be so much that happens. Maybe Giannis is a part of the Western Conference at that point. You got Cooper Flagg coming to the Dallas Mavericks. You feel like they're going to be a player. Lakers are always lurking. But as it stands, if they were to run it back, you still think they're a top six seed in the West?
Yeah, I think so. Let me look at the standings right now. But, I mean, you're talking Oklahoma City, regardless of if they have a massive failure on Sunday, and it would be a massive failure, they'll still be going to, you know, probably the favorite to be the one seed, considering what they can do in the regular season. I think Houston's going to be very dangerous. I'm curious what happens with their roster this summer. You know, how do the Lakers retool with the Luka LeBron situation? Denver's going to have Jokic. That's like almost a guaranteed 50-something wins. Clippers, you know, it's going to depend on how everybody retools. Minnesota, the team that just beat them. Dallas, how do they – like, to me, those are maybe the 6-7 teams, whatever I just mentioned, that are all going to be either above the Warriors or in that same mix as the Warriors, and it's about them producing enough regular season wins to comfortably be in, like, at least a 4-5 seed range. But, sure, they're in the conversation.
All right, so let's dream for a second. I love dreaming big. I'm sure. A big believer in, you know, visualization. And I'm going to let you know right now, I'm all in on
you. Did you think Shohei Ohtani was going to the Giants? Is that type of
oh, no, you never – he never bought that.
I never bought into that.
Well, then you don't dream big.
I like to dream reality, right? Like, I know, okay, I'm never going to be 7 feet tall, right? So I'm not going to dream that.
There's surgeries for that.
But
now,
I could conceivably be, you know, Mookie Betts on the softball field. But that being said, like, I want you to visualize this. What would a Giannis trade look like? And I'll let you think about it for a second. I'm talking about, like,
dreaming
financially. And draft-wise, I want Giannis. I'm all in on Giannis. I will move heaven and earth. And if it takes Jimmy Butler, it sucks. But, like, I'm looking at the roster right now, and I'm like I don't know how you match the salaries and this, that, and the other. So What would a hypothetical Giannis trade look like?
And every pick you have, right? I think they got four tradable firsts. You probably have to send them out unprotected. You'd have to do all your other available firsts would be pick swaps, throw all your seconds, which is very light. I think they only have like one or two. So you have to throw your entire pick package in the cupboard. You got to match the money. So, you know, Jimmy, you know, Kuminga would be a young piece if you were talking more like sign and trade type situation. Moody, Pajemski, you know, name it. The theoretical Lauri Markkanen trade and then some.
Would Draymond be? I mean, I'm just asking that loud because, like, I'm just curious. It would only be Jimmy
you
then.
Could,
it would,
I mean, if we're just purely talking money, yeah, you could do Draymond, and then you have to add everything else up, you know, right? You're talking like Kuminga, sign and trade, plus the Moody, plus the Pajemski, and I'm just talking money right now. Yeah, I mean, that's a way to do it. But you got to remember, like, you know, Milwaukee has a level of leverage here, and I understand that stars control a lot. And sure, if Giannis was just adamant he has to go to the Bay Area, which there's no indications that he's, like, that's his thought process right now, that would help. But also, like, Milwaukee has him under contract for two more seasons. And to be honest, like, there's just a lot better packages than the Warriors out there. They're like the Thunder. Think about the type of package they could put on the table. Well, Houston, San Antonio, like, you know, a Stephon Castle second overall pick, 14th overall pick.
No, you're not playing the game. Anthony, you're suspending reality. That's the point of dreaming it,
well,
okay?
That's why I mentioned Shohei Ohtani to the Giants, because it feels a little bit like that conversation.
Yeah, but Farhan was running things, so I just, you know, no chance. We got Joe Lacob. Okay, we didn't see Luka getting traded, all right? Name one name who could be on the move in your mind that maybe no one's talking about that would be a seismic shift for the league?
I think, like, Devin Booker's being, like, very publicly protected by Phoenix, right? And they're acting like no, absolutely no way. But it's like, I think any smart basketball person looks at Phoenix's situation and, like, that seems to be the guy that I think he could shift the balance of a lot of these teams, the way he plays, the way it's like, just think about the way he played in the Olympics, the way he can kind of morph into, to me, the correct winning role. So, like, I would highlight him, but, like, that would require Phoenix accepting their reality, which I'm not sure they're going to.
Anthony, great stuff.
You're the best, buddy.
We greatly appreciate it. We got to get you in studio here for, like, an end of season recap, too. I know you guys did that last year. We love
can play
that.
A lot of other games and just have fun with it, you know?
There you go.
Like Anthony, Shohei to the Giants.
I'll let you get back to whatever the questions you have for Mike Dunleavy and Steve Kerr today. I know you got that. And you're on dad duty, of course, too. So congratulations there. And good stuff all season long. We really appreciate it, man.
All right, fellas.
You're the
there
best.
There he goes. That's Anthony Slater. We'll react to that interview. Great stuff there. If you missed any of it, YouTube. Free Odyssey app, and Bontiel coming up at the top of the hour. It's going to be brought to you by San Francisco International Airport.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds! first.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If that's my entire tenure here,
I'm happy with Andrew Wiggins.
Spadoni wasn't bad when he replaced Bonte.
She's cute.
Yeah, there you go.
He had a great personality.
Really big personality, right? 888-957-9570.
So Anthony Slater was just on with us. And
he was incredible. Great. If you missed any of that, YouTube, Odyssey app, Anthony Slater, Warriors Insider, great stuff. Where do you want to start from that?
I think the thing that blew my mind, you asked some form of the question like, is there any chance Jonathan Kuminga is in a Warrior uniform game one? And he's like, yeah, I could see that there isn't a path.
He seemed like confident about it too, which kind of surprised me. He's like, absolutely, that could happen.
Well, I think my sense is like, at the way that, you know, the reporting is in the internet and everything, they're like, oh, JK's gone for a bag of chips. Now, maybe they get something more prolific, but the way he made it out was like, there might not be a lot of suitors at the price point he's looking for. The Warriors can match. They have leverage. And if they don't like the package that's coming back in return, they'll just keep them. And I was thinking, wow. Like,
yeah, but how does that...
But
Jimmy
G, how many times did I think Jimmy G was gone?
Yeah, it's a little different, though. Like, if I'm like an opposing... that's not the right word. But if I'm around the league and I'm a young player that wants to get paid and wants to go somewhere to grow, like, if the Warriors kind of pull that stuff and you're almost like sabotaging his own value with Kuminga, I don't think that's a good look. That's kind of what it feels like, too. No, I don't know.
But
I know business is business.
If you have a bag of money, like, for example, do you think the Jordan Poole thing factored in, or the Klay Thompson contract extension factored into Jimmy Butler saying yes to $60 million?
Jimmy Butler's so different.
He's such a different
personality. He sabotaged his own team.
And then they gave him $60 million. He's like, yeah, I'll come. You're going to give me 2 years?
Yeah, I'm definitely coming. But those were two desperate organizations. I don't know if there's someone else that's desperate out there to go get Jonathan Kuminga. I think that's what the Warriors are hoping for. That there's the Charlotte Hornets.
No, I guess what I'm saying is I'm countering your point of someone else around the league saying, I don't want to go to the Warriors. Money does talk.
Well, I'm saying like a young player and
with
their
options.
Development. Sure, exactly. No, but I hear you on that. By the way, Golden State Valkyries tip off tonight, 7 o'clock, Chase Center. You can hear that game right here on 95.7 The Game. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones locked into that. Grandy Dibs going to be live from Chase Center. So go say hi to them from 2 to 6. Getting you ready for opening night, 888-957-9570.
Like, the other thing that he said was, like, the sense was, just what he was saying is GP2 and Looney back. Like, if Steven Adams is out there and he's approximately what it would cost for someone like Kevon Looney, like, I would rather have, as much as I love Kevon Looney, been a great Warrior, he'll get a standing ovation for the rest of his life when he walks in front of Warrior fans, I would go get Steven Adams.
Can the Warriors just run it back? Like,
that didn't sound appealing to me
at all, but it sounded like it's a real possibility.
They need to make some big moves.
What's a big move?
A big move is at least two guys in your top six that are new.
Well, he brought up...
Kuminga's out the
door.
He's
not new, but he's also old. D'Anthony Melton? I mentioned him earlier. I know.
That, to me, is a fallback option off the bench that I cannot rely on. You relied on it this year, and it... could have did in your whole year.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. Then you brought in Dennis Schroeder. That didn't work, clearly, although he flourished elsewhere.
I like the
Detroit.
Player.
Yeah, no.
But it's too risky. And you're going to put that player with that injury risk with those guys at that age? Yeah.
Combustible, right? Combustible.
I love the guy. I mean, when he played, I was tantalized by what it could be. But six games?
I just can't.
Six games?
I can't envision Jonathan Kuminga being in a Warriors uniform.
I can't either.
That sounds crazy, but again, it might happen because maybe his market's not out there. Maybe there's not a team out there that was like, hey, let's go get him. And obviously it's financially, you know, agreeable for both parties here going forward, where they want to work together on this thing for a sign-in trade. But man, just the Steve Kerr Jonathan Kuminga relationship, I mean, we talked about it. You asked the question there, and it was just all in front of our eyes. It just went wrong. It just
It's not good.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to linger on. Like, I'm tired of that. Not that it's a dark cloud with the Jordan Poole, you know, Draymond Green thing, but it's just, it's unnecessary drama that I don't want. Well, I just don't want that anymore.
And
if even I'm a Warriors
let's say they committed to him. They're, and let's just say this is a hypothetical. Draymond is going to come off the bench. We're going to sign Kuminga. We're go with Kuminga to start games. Like, just throwing out a hypothetical. What would that last, 5 seconds?
Yeah. Well, it would go to the Shams. Remember Shams first week? Benched Jonathan Kuminga, all caps. So it's just like, okay, like, this is what we're doing again? And we got all the drama. Oh, pods. It's like,
as we talking, also wouldn't give up Kuminga for nothing.
Well, of course, that's not what you're trying to do. But we're talking about the 49ers, Joe, and how we don't want any drama with them this offseason. Sure. I don't want any drama with the Warriors this offseason. I get it. The NBA lives for drama when it comes to players, coaches, relationships. That's what they do. I don't want it here in Golden State. I don't want that because there was so much drama, quote-unquote, last summer with JK. Trading him for Lauri Markkanen. Do you keep him? You got to get rid of him. Pods. Oh, now he's untradeable because he's an all-star candidate maybe. Joe Lacob thinks so. Like, oh, God. I'm tired of it, man.
Also, I love that Pods is the future. It's the future.
They
the
love
future what?
Anthony Slater said it. He said,
the future what? What is he the future of? I'm asking you. What is he the future what?
Life after Steph? No, no. Got to have someone.
What are...
You laugh at me. I'm just telling you.
Read off the best point guards in the league.
Oh, God. We did this the other day. There was a lot of them. We got to, like, Peyton Pritchard. All right? We're not doing that again. There's a lot more, like, point guards that are better than Brandon Pajemski. I know. But clearly the organization loves him.
I would love him as a sixth man. He's a backup point guard. I think Draymond, one of the roles that if I was Draymond that I'd be selling to myself in my head, can I be sixth man of the year?
Possibly.
Steph Curry spoke to the media yesterday, and he talked about what tweaks the roster potentially needs.
I don't know. Think about that over the summer. It's still fresh. I know that's the best question you get asked right after the season. And it's also, you know, tricky because I love every guy in that locker room. I love the commitment to our, you know, our mission. I love the vibe, the energy, the chemistry, the camaraderie. I know there's a lot of turnover and change every year in every locker room, and you hate to see guys go and whatnot. But every team has to get better, and they have to address that. And I think from, you know, Joe to Mike, Steve, our veteran leaders, like, we'll have those conversations and try to answer those questions the best that we all can, and hopefully make moves that make our team better. That's what the name of the game is.
By the way, Steve Kerr, Mike Dunleavy speaking to the media around 1 o'clock today. We'll have all that coverage right
Steiny
here.
Steiny and Goo get all the stuff.
Steiny and E-Dog today. E-Dog for Goo. I guess it's Goo's birthday weekend, so happy birthday, Guru. 35 years young, Goo. Hey,
when you're in your 50s, you don't get birthday weekends. No.
Not even Goo?
I love you, Goo. No.
Oh, actually, no. I don't even think so. I think he is going, he's picking up his daughter, I think, from college.
It's my birthday month.
Stop. Stop.
It's my birthday month.
Stop. He's picking up, I think, his daughter from North Carolina, and it's also his birthday weekend, too. So it's all encompassing. So he's taking a couple days off. That's okay. Shout out Guru. He deserves it. It's been a long grind. Him, Willard, you know, they gotta get you know, their time off.
I'm so ready for the weekend.
Are you?
Yes.
What are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing? I got a baseball walkthrough today for the championship tomorrow. I've got two CYO playoff games that I'm going to go take LJ to.
Huge.
Emma and Bree got games at St. Cecilia's, and we're going to do that. Then tomorrow I got two championship games at 9 o'clock and another championship game at 4:30 for SFYBL. And while I'm on this thing, I want to shout out two guys, the whole team in particular. Town School, they'll be facing our 13U in the championship tomorrow at 9 a.m. at West Sunset. Our 14U played them last night, and Nick Bosman, who is one of my favorite kids of all time.
The Boz? Like,
everybody, oh, coaches shouldn't have favorites. No, we do. We have favorites. There are some that we love more than others. It just is what it is.
Yeah, like Brandon Pajemski.
Nick. He's the future of my program.
You have a Boz on your team?
This kid, Nick, is a hockey player. And he's just a gamer.
He's a gym rat. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
love this kid, Nick. He pitched a gem yesterday. They deserve to win. They're a hell of a team. They're coached by a hell of a man. It's a good group of boys. Joe Young, who plays on this town team, he'll be playing with us this summer, is a great kid, hit a couple of bombs, played great defense. It was a beautiful game. A beautiful day. I wore shorts at West Sunset until 7:30 at night.
It was nice yesterday.
It was beautiful.
I was in Alameda with the kids at the park, and it was great. And it's always the best at the park when it's like 4:30-ish. Usually it's school's out. Kids, there was no one there. It was perfect. Big park, great. They have a big metal slide. Benny likes to go up and down. They have a big rope swing. The kids like to go. Benny kept going in it and getting off. He's like, my stomach hurts. I was like, yeah, because you keep spinning yourself in there. The hell are you doing?
You're going to figure this out with Benny. He's going to have certain friends that are going to come up to the house, and certain friends are just going to make you smile, and you're just going to feel good. Like, Goo is that guy at the station.
Yes.
Where when you walk into a room and Guru's there, everyone just gets elevated.
And there's going to be another friend where it's just like, this kid drives me nuts. Why do you keep hanging 100%. Out with him? But that's a balance. You need those friends in your life.
Nick from town, who's an eighth grader, is going to go to Sacred Heart next year, is one of those kids. And so, Nick, you pitched a hell of a game. I'm so glad you can't pitch tomorrow in the championship. But congratulations to Town School. Fantastic season. And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.